Today we cross the Rubicon with the 31st episode of Midnight Cab. To mark the occasion, Walker Devereaux crosses his own Rubicon. Here is The Mystery of the Desperate Man.
Walker? Are you there? Where are you now?
Walker? Who is this Walker person? I am Captain Hermann Schmidt von der Garten.
Okay, von der Garten. You got a pickup. Dundas and Tate.
Yeah.
August 12th. Everything's going along more or less like always. Krista still dispatching, still waiting for Mr. Piatelli to get well enough to return home from the clinic in Vermont so she can talk to him about helping out managing the cab company. Martha's still getting new teeth, and me, I'm still mailing out my newest unpublished novel and driving cab. Yeah. Driving for Jack Millen now, who's managing for Mr. Piatelli just temporarily while he's away.
Hey, Walker.
Yeah?
I'm working on next week's schedule. You still want to drive nights?
Yeah, sure.
Well, look, I can put you on days. The afternoon rush hour, prime time. You'll make more. You've earned it.
Well, Krista and I, we've got our own schedule all worked out. Who would you bump?
I could bump Eddie. He's a lost cause anyway.
Eddie? Nah, it's okay, Mr. Millen. Thanks, so. Thanks for the chance.
You're a family man, Walker. You gotta think of money.
Right.
Walker Devereaux, family man. Yes, sir. Everything's going along more or less like always. Krista and Martha and me. Except, it isn't.
Hi.
Hi.
Waiting long?
No.
God. Is it hot out there or what? I've been thinking up similes for heat all day.
That's funny. Me too.
Oh? Let me hear yours.
Let me hear yours.
Hot as the business end of a 45.
Mickey Spillane.
Like the tongue of a dragon.
King Arthur?
As a dwarf's head if you rub it too hard.
Oh, that's an original Jigs, all right.
Now you tell me yours.
I can't. This is a public place.
Come on.
Hot. As Jigs in a summer dress.
Oh, I like.
Hot. As two writers searching for a simile.
Obscure. But tempting.
Hot as Jigs in a heat wave.
Hot as Walker in a heat wave. His sweat on my tongue.
Uh-oh. Jigs. That's her name. She's an unpublished writer, too. And she looks like she just stepped out of a Modigliani painting. All slow-eyed and high-cheekboned and willowy. She wears Doc Martin boots and the lightest of summer dresses. Jeez. I met her a few weeks ago. We were both at this publisher's place picking up our rejected manuscripts. Saves return postage. And anyway, we got talking and we exchanged our writing and started to meet every Tuesday at this grubby little restaurant next to the publisher's to discuss our writing, you know. And she does readings, too. I've been to a couple of her readings and I want her. There's no use kidding myself. I want her. One moment I'm going along being a good husband and father, and the next I'm looking at her. Chaos. And I don't think I'm stupid, but I don't understand where this comes from. I mean, inside me. I love Krista like crazy. I'd never leave her. I love Martha, but all the time, all I can think of is her. So, sitting there across from her, her breasts all sweaty and clinging to her dress and everything, I did what I've been doing the last two times we've met. I talked about Krista as if that was going to do any good.
Yeah, it's some kind of management course. She goes twice a week. When Mr. Piatelli gets back, she wants to talk him into letting her co-manage the place. So she's trying to show him she's serious.
Sounds great. Are you going to finish those french fries?
No.
Can I have them?
Sure. So it's keeping her real busy and
Geez, you really pour on the old ketchup there, don't you?
Everything to excess. That's my motto. unlike you.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're a careful man who lives in two worlds. The real world, inside, where the artist lives. There's a kind of sweet lunatic in there. And the outside world, where the careful man looks after all the important things, and most of all, keeps the inside one under control. Why don't you let him out once in a while?
Because I'm afraid if I do, he won't come back when he's called.
I wish you'd let him out, Walker. Then he wouldn't have to talk so much.
Yeah.
Martha's had her bath. She's supposed to first.
Okay.
Turn that down.
Why is Pete babysitting? Why isn't Paula?
She can't.
Well, he better get here in time so I can get to work on time.
I know. He knows. Well, where were you this afternoon?
Library.
Oh. Give me a kiss.
You be careful driving down there. How many classes left to go?
Five.
Krista. You look kind of neat with your backpack.
Yeah, I bet. A novelty act. I'll see you later.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What is it?
Nothing. Something's wrong, Walker.
What?
I'm going anyway, so don't think I'm not.
What are you talking about?
To my classes. I'm going anyway, no matter what. I'm getting these notes.
What notes?
There's someone sick in my class.
What are you...
Here. Look. This was the first one I found stuck under the windshield wiper last week. Read it.
Dear... Lovely Krista, I watch you all the time. I've never seen anyone as beautiful as you. Blue eyes. This class is a joke. You're an angel. I only come here because of you.
That was the first one.
You didn't show it to me?
No. Well, it just seems sort of harmless, kind of dumb. And I just didn't want to show it to you, okay? Here's the other one. I found it stuck in one of my textbooks just now.
Dear lovely Krista, I watch you in class all the time. I dream about making love to you. Your blue eyes, your crippled leg, your twisted back, naked and helpless. The only thing more exciting would be if you were dead. Oh, jeez! You're not going anywhere.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm going to do what I want to do and go where I want to go, and nobody's going to stop me. I won't stand for it. I won't.
Okay. All right. Got it. I got it. You okay?
I won't stay here and be a cripple walker. I won't.
I know. Jeez, you're not.
Okay. I'm okay. Don't hold me anymore.
So I'll go with you.
No.
Yes, I mean it, Krista. We'll both wait for Pete. So... How many guys in your class? And do you have any idea who it is?
Not really. There's about eight, but not everyone's there all the time.
This is going to make me crazy. I want to get that guy. I want to kill him.
Yeah, oh, great. That is just what I need, a crazed guard dog. You are not coming. He's a coward anyway, whoever he is. If he was going to do something, he'd have done it by now. He wouldn't have warned me.
Krista, you're not going out that door without a plan.
What plan? How can you make a plan against something like this?
Well, think. You must have some idea who it is, who it could be, some suspicion. You do, don't you?
I don't know. Promise me, Walker, you won't do anything stupid.
I won't do anything stupid.
Okay. There's this guy. Well, some of us go out for a drink after class.
You do?
Yes. Just one.
You get a love note, you don't show me, you go out for drinks.
Hey, Walker, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
His name's Wally.
You've got a guy in your class called Wally?
Yes. He's kind of over-attentive, you know? He's opening doors and helping me with my books and stuff. And he does watch me. I catch him watching me a lot. With kind of strange expression. He's not like someone who'd have a lot of girlfriends. He's kind of goofy.
Wally?
It might not be him, Walker.
Maybe I should drop in tonight, you know, where you go for a drink just to say hi, and then I can have a look at Wally. And Wally can have a look at me.
Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Pete, you're always late.
Yeah, well, sorry. Where's Martha?
She's still asleep. I better get going. Bottle's in the fridge if she wakes up and wants one. Baby cookies in the cupboard. You can have one beer, right?
Right.
Look, I'm sorry if I sound a little grumpy or something.
It's okay.
Thanks for coming over.
Right. Okay.
Okay? What's okay? I'm about to go crazy and ruin my marriage. My wife is being threatened by some nut. There's nothing in my life that's okay.
Oh, my God. There's my husband. Hey, Walker. Over here.
Hi. I don't know.
Hi.
This doesn't look like business management to me.
Sure it is. I haven't been stuck with the bill yet.
Oh, God. That's Julie. This is Ed, Kathy, Kim, Ishtar, Wally.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So, you're Walker. Chris has been known to mention your name once or twice.
You're a writer.
Would be. Trying to be.
I'll get you a chair.
No, that's all right, Wally. I just dropped in to...
I'll get you a drink. Well, what do you drink?
I'm driving a cab. Coffees, when I get the chance.
So, what are you doing here?
I had a call just down the street, so I thought I'd say hi.
He's checking up on you, Krista.
What's to check? I've got to go home and start work in a minute.
Are you sure you don't want a coffee? I mean, they have coffee here. I'm pretty sure I could go and see.
No. I've got two calls waiting.
And Walker is very efficient.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
So, nice meeting everyone. See you later, honey.
Bye.
I think Julie should pay the bill.
Hey, yeah. I don't think I like this guy.
Oh, you would once you get to know him.
Oh, Wally.
Yes?
Can I see you for a sec?
Sure.
What? It's a nice night for it, isn't it? For what? What? For whatever you have in mind. What? See you, Wally.
Walker! Where are you, Walker?
Hi, you.
That was the dumbest thing I ever saw.
What?
When you took Wally aside? It was so embarrassing, I felt like an idiot. I thought you were just going to come into the place and...
And what? I had to let him know... Well, I'd break his creepy head in two if...
What did you say to him? Do you feel lucky, punk?
Something like that.
He came back white as a sheet. Everybody was, like, totally uncomfortable. They thought you were one of those obsessed, crazy husbands. They thought you were a nut.
Well, I am. I am a nut. I'll kill him if he does anything to hurt you ever again. Krista, are you still there?
Yeah.
I don't think I overdid it. I really don't. Think of that second note. What kind of...
Walker.
What?
I want you to be very calm.
I'm calm.
I want you to come home.
Why?
Because when I got back to my car, the windshield was smashed, and there was another note inside.
Dear blue-eyed Krista, the GIMP is still coming down here. The GIMP is still looking for it. That's perfect. Oh, jeez. Jeez, jeez.
Want a coffee?
No.
Did you see the car?
Yeah, nice hole in the windshield. How did you drive home?
I don't remember.
I'm sorry, Krista.
It's okay. It's okay.
That's it, then. Forget that school.
No.
Krista, you listen.
No. You can come, too, though. You can sit in the back of the class. I wouldn't mind.
We have to call the police. It's gone too far.
No.
Where was Wally?
With me, as always. He helped me carry my stuff to my car after class.
And the car was okay then?
Yes. I unlocked it, I threw my books inside, I locked it, and then we went across the street to the pub and joined everyone else.
Krista, did Wally disappear between then and when I came in, or after I came in?
He went to the bathroom.
How do you know that he went to the bathroom?
Well, I assume he went to the bathroom. I didn't go with him. I don't think it's Wally. Look at him, Walker. He's like a little bunny.
That's what they all look like until they wring your neck.
Walker.
Sorry.
God.
Hmm. What about Pete?
Pete? Our Pete? Little Pete?
Yeah, he's 16. He drives.
No.
He's always hanging around. I notice he's over here when I'm not all the time.
Keeping me company, and it's not all the time.
Oh, 16-year-old boys are closet perverts. I bet he has a crush on you.
No, he doesn't.
Did you tell him about your course?
Well, yes.
Where you go?
Yes, but I...
Krista, listen. That second note was in your textbook, right? We assumed someone put it in there during your classes. Wouldn't it have been easier to slip it inside your book here? Pete's here all the time.
No, he's not. And he was babysitting tonight. What would he do, take Martha with
yes,
him?
Yes, perfect. That clever little gnome. That's why everything's happening at the school. If those notes were coming here, we'd have suspected him right away.
I wouldn't. What are you doing now?
Checking my beer. There's five.
So?
So, there was five in here when I left. Pete always has a beer. Unless, of course, he was too busy driving my daughter downtown in that wreck of a car of his and breaking your windshield.
Walker, you listen. I have known the Castles family forever. They're distant cousins or something. Pete and Krista and George and their mom and dad, we grew up together. I babysat him, Walker. I changed his diapers. Pete would never say things like that to me.
Krista Katsos? Is that what you said? How does she spell her name?
With a Y. What about it? I was christened that way, too, but I changed it to an I when I got older. I wanted to be different, as if I had to worry.
Let's see that note again. Dear Blue, Blue-Eyed Krista, printed off a computer with an I.
Hey, Pete.
Oh, hi. You play hoops?
Nah, not right now, thanks. You didn't have a beer last night, Pete.
Well, I'm trying to cut back.
Oh?
Well, I got so hammered the other night, my head was, like, out to here. I was sick.
I'll take your word for it. Look, are you okay to sit Saturday afternoon? Any kind of emergencies come up?
Yeah, I guess so.
Great. Chris is over at her aunt's. Well, maybe we should leave her a note so she doesn't call anyone else. Yeah, I can drop it off at the house before I go downtown. Here's a pad.
Oh, okay.
Pencil. Nice of you.
Yeah, well, let's face it. My social life sucks. I've got nothing better to do.
Just write, Krista, Saturday's okay. Pete.
All right. Here you go.
Thanks. Jeez. You spell Krista with a Y.
Is that wrong? That's the way my sister spells it.
No, that's right. Krista's going to be very happy you spell it that way, Pete. So am I. See ya.
Yeah.
So, back to number one suspect, Wally. The more I tried to calm down and think about everything, the more I didn't think so. Why would Wally confine his activity to the school where he'd be a suspect? It didn't make sense, and it wouldn't have been so difficult to follow Krista home, even for Wally. Home? If you were sadistic, if you wanted to really terrorize someone, a woman, Krista, what better place than in her own home? The place that should be her sanctuary from the world, where she should feel the safest. And those notes were meant to terrorize. Krista, don't come out and play or work. Stay where it's safe. Stay home.
Yeah?
Mr. Piatelli.
Oh, you. I thought it was your wife checking up on me again.
No, she's out. Mr. Piatella...
So tell her, Vermont stinks, I'm cured. No matter what she says, I'm coming home.
Yeah, well... So, how are you anyway?
Vermont stinks, I'm cured, I'm coming home. What are you, deaf?
Really? I mean, you are coming home? Did they say it's okay?
Yeah, they give me a gold star. I'm no longer a junkie. I'm an ex-junkie. Well, I will be all my life. So anyway, that's my battle for the next 20 years. What's wrong with you?
Nothing, just Jack Millen.
What about him? He's a good man. Hey, tell your wife to leave him alone. I know she owns 51% of the place. I know she wants to help out running things. But tell her to be patient, will you? Look, we'll talk when I get back up there.
Yeah, well, he's been good to us. Krista wasn't sure whether Mr. Millen would hassle her when she asked for company money to pay for her course. But he said he thought it was legit, since she owns half the company, and approved it right away. He just wanted receipts, how much, where the school was, stuff like that. Or did he call you? Did you approve it?
What's the difference? She would have gone anyway. Oh, it's just what I need. Krista Papadopoulos with a certificate.
She's not that bad.
No, she's that good. I won't have nothing to do.
So, Mr. Millen, he's just filling in temporarily until you get back as a favor, right? Then he goes back to his job at Diamond Cabs?
No, that was just a pride thing. The guy was fired. He has an invalid wife. He's over 50 years old, and he's desperate for a job. But, Walker, you shut up about this, because this is my problem. That's why I've been, like, somewhat, well, difficult with Krista. I just don't know what to do. The poor guy.
So, in a way, Krista and Mr. Millen are competing for the same job.
Yeah.
The poor guy. I didn't go with Krista to her next class. Instead, I parked my cab 2 blocks away from the school and took a walk around. I told her I was just going to watch her car and keep an eye open, but I didn't tell her for who. And it surprised me in a way when I saw Jack Millen sitting in his car on a side street watching the school. I felt almost as much sadness as rage. But not for long.
Walker, what are you doing here?
I'm going to try really hard to have a civilized conversation with you, Mr. Millen, but if you give me any trouble, I'm going to rip off your head and kick it down Spadina Avenue.
What the hell are you talking
about?
That's
what I mean by trouble, Mr. Millen. I don't think I can stand to hear you lie. You're surprised Krista came back to school tonight, eh? She's tougher than you thought.
Look, I'm just sitting here.
I'll kill you. You understand?
Yeah.
These notes are just too cruel. You understand?
I'm not saying anything. How do I know you don't have a gun or a knife?
You don't. You know, you would never have made Krista feel so bad about herself or be so scared that she would have just stayed in our house and left you in that job alone. You underestimated her, you bloody scum.
Take it easy, kid. Come on.
Yeah, guess what, Jack? These aren't the original notes at all. These are duplicates I typed up and ran off on that beat-up old printer in the office. They look similar to me, but Inspector Kiss, Metro Toronto Police, he says it's exactly what printer printed those notes. He's very interested in this whole thing.
Oh yeah. This story of yours, have you told Alfonso?
I'm afraid to. Mr. Piatelli loves Krista.
Look, kid, whoever this guy is, or was, he wasn't really going to harm your wife, you know.
Mr. Piatelli's coming home soon. What's going to happen?
I think I got a job lined up somewhere else.
I know you have.
Jack Millen, his face the color of ash, drove away. And I walked back to my cab and put my head down and trembled like a leaf. I would have killed the guy. I would have killed him.
Jack Millen. Jack Millen.
He watched for a while, saw you starting to go out after class. It was his chance. He probably left the first two notes at the same time, one under the windshield, the other one in your textbook where you tossed it, locked inside the car. No trick for a guy like him to unlock a car. Probably with that tool Joe Smart uses when dopes like me lock themselves out of their cabs. Then the broken windshield and the final note.
Before I knew who it was, I felt so mad. Now that it's over, I feel sick. Like when I was a kid, clumping along the sidewalk in my braces, listening to what some of the older kids would say to me. I feel sick.
He's gone. It's over. It's over.
What are you trying to say, Walker?
It's like... it's awkward for me. To me, you know. Here. I can't.
Can't what? Can't what? At least say it if you can't do it. So, this is like... what? Goodbye? You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least I'm true to whatever I feel. At least I'm the same inside and outside. You're the most convoluted person I ever met. Well, it was nice not knowing you, Walker, in the biblical sense.
Yeah.
You're a fool, you know. You'll break apart one day. You'll go crazy. Oh, why the hell should I care?
Right. So I lie in the dark beside my wife and feel... what? Virtuous? No. A wimp? No. Like someone else. I feel... like someone else.
The Mystery of the Desperate Man was written by James Nichol. David Ferry was Walker. Jacqueline Samuda was Krista. Howard Jerome was Mr. Piatelli. Ken James was Jack. Eric Kimmel was Peter. Stephanie Moore was Julia. Joel Bissonette was Wally. And Stephanie Morgenstern was Jigs. The recording engineer was Greg DeClute, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. The production assistant was Nina Callahan. Music was composed by Milan Kimlicka. Midnight Cab was produced and directed by Bill Howell. You can catch today's episode on the weekend, this Saturday at 6:30 in most of Canada, 7:30 in Atlantic, and 8 in Newfoundland. In our next hour, the American political analyst Kathy Kiley on the Arizona primary, a word about Wayne Gretzky, notes from Northern Ontario, and tonight's Grammys. I'm Sheila Rogers, clearing my throat back after the news.